Decorating your home is personal. You want your place to be unique. That's why you should check out Art and Framing 123 in downtown Waukesha. Discover home decor items from Treasury Hunter Ramona and original artwork by DE, also known as Friday Night Live artist Dan Eng. Art and Framing 123 has a custom framing service for your diplomas, posters, packer certificates, images on canvas, photos, and more. Art and Framing 123, 311 West Main, across from the hotel. Let them know you heard about them on the Shaw.
Hi, folks. This is Kirk Bankstad at the Minocqua Brewing Company, and I am proud to introduce you to Choice, our new pink grapefruit-flavored hard seltzer. Choice was made in collaboration with Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, and 5% of the proceeds from every can goes to support them and their fight for reproductive freedom. Choice hard seltzer tastes great and comes in at only 105 calories per can. Go to our website, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to find where you can buy Choice hard seltzer.
For the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, I'm Luke Mathers with your headlines. On Wednesday, Governor Tony Evers announced the allocation of more than $30 million in grants going to regional efforts to address workforce shortages in Wisconsin by addressing barriers to work, including housing, transportation, and child care. The funds were a part of the $130 million commitment the Evers administration made towards addressing workforce shortages around the state, with the latest announcement exceeding that goal and bringing the administration's investment in addressing workforce needs to $150 million for regional and local programs. The funds were drawn from the $2.5 billion Wisconsin received from the American Rescue Plan that was passed by Democrats in Congress and signed by President Joe Biden last year. A mix of sun and clouds throughout the day with winds up to 20 miles an hour and an expected high of 88 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies this evening with a 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms late with an overnight low of 67 degrees. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, my really good friend, Mr. Joe McNally, award-winning journalist and radio personality and television personality. And you know who he is? He's Mr. Kit McNally. and he's from
there are people in the community who remember her very well for things that she did.
Well, you know, I'm one of them. and he presently resides in Charlottesville, West Virginia. And so,
hey, it's just Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. I don't know where Virginia, I got that from. But anyway, I'm getting better, Joel. But anyway, let's go to the phone lines quickly. Who do we have on the line?
We have Dave from Milwaukee.
Hey, Dave, what's going on? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl. For the people like CJ, who think that antiquated laws based on biblical law should be observed and enforced, I would like to remind him and others of let's look at the Witchcraft Act of 1604.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
The Supreme Court wants to put us back there. So
that was enforced for, and laws like it in Massachusetts for almost 90 years. Okay? And this is what it states. If any man or woman be a witch, they shall be put to death. And as we know, you know, the Salem witch trials, many, many hundreds of people were killed after being accused of being a witch. Most of them just didn't go to church, okay?
Yeah.
And that was enough to convict them, and many were burned at the stake. Now, this law was on the books for 90-some years. I mean, if we let this go, if we use that as, biblical law to influence our secular laws, should we be going back to that? I mean, that will be next.
Yeah, well, the one I've always been fearful of was the biblical law against eating shrimp. because I really like shrimp, and it's not as bad as being put to death for being a witch, but I still like to go out and get shrimp. So I'm absolutely agreeing with you. At the same time, like I say, we can allow those goofy people to believe any goofy thing they want, but we don't want them to impose their goofy laws and religions on us. It baffles me that they can't understand that, because they are the ones that want to violate laws to follow their religion. So we don't need laws on what religion you can follow. We do have to punish people whose religion somehow gets them to allows them to abuse children or even risk the lives of children. You know, so we have intelligent people make laws that govern, you know, when religion runs amok and allows you to harm other people. I've always taken a very broad view of religion, that the people have a right to believe what they believe, but that ends at the time you harm others. And when people say, you know, well, do you believe in religion or not? I actually do. You know, I grew up in a Disciples of Christ church, and it was a liberal mainstream religion. My wife always sometimes accuses of being a holy roller religion, but it wasn't. it was basically mainstream religious liberalism, and I don't necessarily expect everyone to follow my church. And I certainly wouldn't try to impose it on everyone by law, but it's just nonsense to me to wipe out religious choice in America, to wipe out the right to people to believe whatever they believe, including not believing in religion. I mean, that's democracy too. You don't have to impose religion on anybody. That should be everyone's choice.
So, Dave, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Joe, something strange happened over the last, you know, week or so in America. So, Fox News, the first January 6th hearing, would not play live and would not cover that live. Are you aware that Fox 6 is now, Fox News is now covering the January 6th, what's the word I'm looking for?
Insurrection.
And now they've got people at Fox 6 News. They are forced now. They're playing the whole thing, and yet people who would swear by Donald Trump, especially people like Brett Baird, are now saying, "Hey, we can't support this Donald Trump stuff anymore."
Well, Brett Baird
has always been a fair guy.
He has always been a real newsman.
Right.
A good friend of mine actually was a Fox News anchor, and that was the son of Mike Wallace.
Oh, Chris Wallace, great guy.
He and I actually started out our careers together.
Really, what happened to you? I'm joking, Joe.
This is what I have to say about Chris Wallace.
Great guy.
I was with him. He was covering City Hall in Boston as a young reporter. At the same time, I was a young reporter in Milwaukee, covering City Hall in Milwaukee.
Right.
And we met. We used to get together twice a year. There would be national city conventions, and one of them was the National League of Cities, and the other was the U.S. Conference of Mayors. And we would get together. And here's one thing I've always remembered about Chris Wallace. We were together during Watergate. When Watergate broke, you may remember that the Watergate case involved the burglary of the Democratic National Committee.
Yes.
Lawrence O'Brien was head of the Democratic National Committee, and it was his office in Watergate that the criminals that were part of a burglary ring run out of Richard Nixon's White House broke into to bug the telephones and to raid file cabinets. Lawrence O'Brien was speaking to one of those national mayor's conventions the morning after the break-in. And Chris Wallace and I were covering, Lawrence O'Brien responding to this. And let me tell you the reaction of the national reporters to Watergate immediately after the break-in. When Lawrence O'Brien, after he gave his speech, of course, he gave a press conference, and every reporter, including all the national reporters, were peppering him with questions. But let me tell you, Chris Wallace was offended that all of these old national reporters who were covering Watergate were not taking the break-in very seriously. It was a big joke. Lawrence O'Brien was joking about it. They were saying, "Well, doesn't this always go on in politics? You know, aren't political parties always pulling dirty tricks on the other political party? And why is this a big deal?" And they would say to Lawrence O'Brien, "Well, don't Democrats do that too?" And he laughed and said, "Well, if." It ever happened to Republicans, it must have been an inside job since they're the burglars." And everyone was just sort of laughing about it. And Chris Wallace was so offended by that. He said, "Don't these people know what's going on? Don't they know what a violation of democracy this is? Don't they know?" And he really was offended. And I've always been impressed with that, because here we were the youngest reporters there, and all of these grizzled, old political reporters were just joking about it. And he knew exactly how serious it was. And he clearly knew exactly how serious Trump was, too.
So, Joe, he
covered that. Exactly.
So now we're there, and we've got to go to a break. But that's what we're going to be talking about. 844-967-2789. Joe McNally's on the line. We'll be right back.